Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 23rd of March, recording at 8:57 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly a little steadier, although the China A shares and Japan were exceptions with small declines. It's been a very quiet period recently. The European stock markets closed with modest gains, mostly under 1%, but some new highs were registered by some of the traditional leaders, such as Sweden, and I think Finland was another one, probably Denmark, although I didn't check Denmark myself. And the Americas had a reasonably good performance, particularly the U.S., up just under 1%, well, 0.75% or more for the three main indices here. And long-dated government bonds, very quiet, barely changed, fraction down, you could say, in the U.S. The dollar was a little bit firmer in here today, but those gains, for the most part, but those gains were pegged back. And I see it's actually gone minus against the Australian dollar. And although not the Canadian dollar. Now, precious metals were up a little bit, then sold off, and then rallied again as Wall Street picked up a bit. So we have seen some modest gains there. Gold bullion is currently at 105 and 30 cents, 1105, I should say. And platinum up to 1610, silver back up over 1705. The industrial metals were mostly firmer in here today, although I see copper's closed down 50 cents in the USA. The grain and bean complex seems to be slightly easier here. Crude and natural gas a little bit firmer near the $4 level. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, I have referred in these audios to a rising or steady consolidation of those short-term overbought conditions. In other words, if you look at a number of indices, they have been very quiet, ranging sideways, but giving up very little ground in terms of the gains that we have seen since the important lows last month, when so many stock markets, including most of the leaders, had moved down to or very close to those rising 200-day moving averages, which represent the medium-term trend mean, as far as we're concerned here at Fuller Money. And they have rallied very strongly from those same levels. Well, today's action is important because we have seen some of the Asian markets go through to new highs, although obviously not China, which is a serial laggard in here, but at least it's not breaking underneath its February low, and which was reached on the 3rd of February with that big upside key day reversal. We have also seen on Wall Street had had 4 days of a very tight sideways consolidation, sort of a day up and a day down during that process, and has broken upwards again tonight. So that's very positive technical action here once again. I've mentioned repeatedly and written it down here today that the overall background factors are favorable. Long dated, they remain benign. In other words, I'm talking about a lot of technical factors in here in terms of trend action. I also am talking about the fact that monetary policy remains generally accommodative, that long-dated interest rates are not pushing up to worrying levels in the crucial economies such as the United States. Matter of fact, they're just ranging sideways. And the crude oil price, albeit steady near the higher side of its range, has not broken up out of that range, although I expect that to happen at some point. The US dollar is not a problem. These are a lot of the factors that I've mentioned previously in assessing markets over the last year. So they, as I say, they remain benign. We do not have commodity price inflation. Food prices are not roaring upwards, at least not in terms of commodity prices. And that's encouraging. Now, therefore, I think we're quite likely to see this gradually rising upward trend continue for global stock markets. And remember, it is well underpinned by the earlier ranging that was really starting from pretty much September or October onwards for, and even longer for some of these stock markets. So they're, the current rallies are well underpinned, and it would take some pretty obvious downward dynamics, some big down days here to really suggest more than brief pauses within these rising trends. That will happen at some stage, but I would give the upside the benefit of the doubt. As I've said on so many occasions, this remains recently. This remains a benign environment, and the number of stock markets participating is really very high, and that's a positive. I added to one of my leveraged trades here today and bought a little bit more Siemens, having been able to protect the earlier position with an in-the-money stop. Now, what about the precious metals? They are serial underperformers here right now. But looking at the charts, we have not seen any major technical damage. In the last couple of days, we have seen little downside failures by all four of the precious metals on their futures charts. But it looks like these are, again, I say these are, we had downside breaks of little initial support levels, but these may well turn out to be downside failures in that prices have pushed back up above the breakdown points, only marginally so. So I don't want to make too big a deal of this. Why are the precious metals underperforming, perhaps? Well, I certainly don't think we can blame that on stock market performance. It's quite favorable and helped lift them this afternoon. The dollar's steadiness is perhaps a factor. I think also probably a bigger story is that they have more competition, and not least from stock markets. And there were periods, certainly, during much of last year, when precious metals were considered by some people to be the only game in town. Well, they were the best game in town for a considerable period, and they've passed that baton on to some other markets, again, mainly equities, and I'm very happy to continue playing that sector with my fully invested long-term investment account, and also to have stepped up my leveraged equity trades that I do via spread bets somewhat. And I may add to those leveraged positions until we see some diminution of overall trend momentum. Well, there was a catalyst here today which helped Wall Street, and that was we had a statement that France and Germany, I think it's really Germany and France, I should put it in that sequence, have reportedly agreed that the IMF can come in and support Greece. It helped to just do just that, to come in and support Greece, whereas previously they'd opposed it. Now that's positive for stock markets, I believe, because it removes some of the uncertainty, makes the EU, I think, for sensible people, look a little bit less inept in dealing with this. I mean, why shouldn't they bring in the IMF to help out? That's what it's designed for. So we may see that boosting markets in Asia, excuse me, and also Europe tomorrow to start the day off. Meanwhile, as I've said before, it's make hay while the sun shines. All the best to all of you.